Resentment is like taking poison and waiting for the other person to die. It's a striking metaphor because it exposes the quiet self-destruction hidden inside an emotion that often feels justified. When someone wrongs us, resentment can seem like a form of self-protection or moral accounting, a way of holding on to the truth of what happened. Yet, over time, resentment rarely harms the person who caused the pain. Instead, it corrodes the inner life of the person who carries it. Resentment thrives on replay. The mind revisits old conversations, imagined rebuttals, and alternate endings, each repetition reinforcing the sense of injury. While the offending party may be unaware or long moved on, the resentful person remains tethered to the past. Energy that could be used for growth, creativity, or connection is instead spent maintaining a quiet inner argument. Like poison, resentment works slowly and invisibly, affecting mood, relationships, and even physical well-being. What makes resentment particularly deceptive is that it often disguises itself as strength. Holding on can feel like standing one's ground or refusing to excuse bad behavior. In reality, resentment tends to harden into bitterness, narrowing perspective and reducing empathy. It can spill into unrelated interactions, causing defensiveness or cynicism that damages new relationships. Over time, the original hurt becomes less significant than the identity built around it, the story of being wronged. Letting go of resentment does not mean denying harm, excusing injustice, or forgetting what happened. It means choosing not to continue paying the emotional cost. Forgiveness in this sense is not a gift to the other person, but an act of self-preservation. It is the decision to remove the poison from one's own system, even if the person who caused the harm never apologizes or changes. This process is rarely instant. Releasing resentment often involves acknowledging pain honestly, setting boundaries where needed, and allowing space for grief or anger to pass through rather than settle in. It may also require reframing the narrative, from "this defines me" to "this happened to me, and I can still move forward." In doing so, individuals reclaim agency over their emotional lives. Ultimately, the quote reminds us that resentment is a one-sided burden. It promises justice but delivers stagnation. The other person does not suffer in proportion to our anger. We do. Choosing to let go is not weakness but clarity. It is the recognition that our peace is too valuable to be sacrificed on the altar of unresolved anger. By releasing resentment, we stop waiting for someone else to change and begin changing our own experience instead.